Although hip-hop culture has gone global, artists and fans often guard their local hip-hop scenes with fierce pride. The new MTV series airing on MTV2, My Block, profiles everything from small-town music styles to big-city slang and fashion. It's all about local talent doing hip-hop their own way.
Snap Music, the latest sound coming out of Atlanta, ain't no crunk.
What?
At the forefront of this scene is the group D4L.
I got a mom and I got a sister. I don't want her to hear guns and this and killing that. You see what I'm saying? But you know, you want to say something sweet to the lady because her whole body's sweet. So everything that's still shaking when her body stops, that's her Laffy Taffy.
So far, My Block has covered 5 U.S. cities, including Atlanta, Memphis, and Oakland. This Sunday, the show makes a stop in Puerto Rico. Joining me now to talk about the My Block series are co-creator Ocean McAdams, vice president of MTV News, and the series host, Sway Calloway. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Back in the day, I used to work for MTV back when I was young. So I guess this is kind of trying to reclaim a little bit of what was. So, Ocean, you and I actually worked together. How did you come up with the idea for this series?
You know, it actually was a group effort. One of our producers last year was in a meeting, and he was talking about Houston. And he was saying, you know, there's this whole new scene bubbling under in Houston, and maybe we should be taking a look at it. And when everybody sat down and started talking about all the elements that that were out there, all the things that were happening in the Houston scene, it kind of started to sound like a show. And so we went down, and Sway and the crew just came back with such unbelievable, amazing material that we knew we were onto something.
In Atlanta, they get crunk.
Yeah!
But in Houston, folks ride to a different beat.
Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate.
That's the sound of Screwed and Chopped, one of the strangest hip-hop styles ever.
I'm shaking the block with 418s, candy green with 11 screens.
Screwed and Chopped is when you slow a record down.
It makes you sound slow.
What it is, what's
that psychedelic sound was invented by the late DJ Screw back in 1991. Repping for Houston's South Side, he made mixtapes, Screw tapes, by slowing down popular rap records.
The thing about hip-hop is, you know, in rock and roll right now, the fact of the matter is that most rock sounds pretty much the same around the country. You don't really talk about local scenes that much. Hip-hop is the last place where there is true local differences in music.
Now, Sway, you are a native of Oakland, mm-hmm. and hyphy is growing and growing and growing into national prominence. Tell us about what's going on in Oakland right now, and are you surprised by the way it's starting to come on the national scene?
Well, the hyphy movement is nothing new to the people of Oakland or the Bay Area for that matter. If you look at when they had the song Humpty Hump Dance and you had to act stupid like crazy, you know, that was the beginning origins of hyphy. Now the new generation has just gave it a label. It's really about attitude. There's a lot of components to hyphy. Ghost riding your whip, which means you step outside of your car and dance alongside of it, which is something we don't advise.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Not at all. You know, and shaking your dreads, stunner shades is something that you got to wear in terms of fashion. I mean, there are type of shades that are oversized, a la Elton John. I mean, the Bay Area always had a certain swagger about it, including the slang that people tend to be attracted to and follow behind.
I mean, for years, you done heard people say the Bay Area language, the Bay Area lingo. When we say something, we like, yada da mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yada da mean me. Do you understand? Shabooba la boopy. That's just like, man, I don't really know what it is. Shabooba la boopy, man. You know what I'm saying? I did a line, man, in the song, man. It's called, I do the dummy retarded and ride the yellow bus.
I do the dummy retarded and ride the yellow bus.
You see somebody, you're like, ooh, he going yellow bus. What it mean is, hyphy, go dumb, all that, all in one.
So aside from Oakland, what was the favorite place that you've been to so far?
We just recently went to Puerto Rico and had a chance to speak to some of his biggest stars, like Daddy Yankee, who right now is the front runner in reggaeton. And this is a guy who's been putting out music for quite some time. You got a lot of artists like Tego Calderon, who's very respected in that movement.
I like to talk to people on Tego's point of view. Hate me or love me, I really don't care.
Which is actually a combination of dancehall music, hip-hop, and Puerto Rican culture, as well as Dominican culture, all rolled up in one.
We're really in a place that not even Puerto Ricans come. This is the hardest, the roughest. This is me. This is my block, Loiza. The history of blacks down here, they feel ashamed of the color of their skin, you know, constantly on TV, They're trying to make us laugh about us. You know, they paint their faces and all that. That's why I talk about it. And I'm not done with that.
I guess what I would ask you guys in closing, you know, first of all, is the question, what next? You know, what other places are you going to go domestically and internationally? But also, MTV, you know, started as this fledgling station, then grew into a big presence in the U.S., then grew into a big presence around the world, and kind of wrapped up youth culture in this network of what people saw and how people wanted to dress and what people wanted to listen to. Is this just an extension of that idea of bringing people together? I guess Ocean first and then Sway.
Yeah, I mean, I think this comes from the MTV News Department. We firmly believe that we are in touch with our audience in a way that nobody else is. Our viewers want us to bring them, you know, what's next. And, you know, my block is a perfect example of that.
So where are you off to next?
We throw some cities I would like to go to. There's a big grime movement in the UK. We still haven't covered Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. All of these places would be a real challenge for us to cover because there's so much culture and there are so many prominent artists that are coming out of those regions. I even believe there's a scene in Japan that needs to be uncovered. You know, when you go to Japan today, you see Japanese kids who are very heavily involved in hip-hop culture. You know, there's many places where you have a fledgling scene that's starting to bubble, and that's where we go when it comes to my block.
People are actually really lobbying us now. You know, wherever Sway goes now, people are like, hey, you got to come to my city. You're not going to believe the scene we've got going on here.
I'm sure they are. And you know what? Just put me in your suitcase. We've been talking to My Block series co-creator Ocean McAdams, vice president of MTV News, and the series host, Sway Calloway. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
The next My Block installment, My Block Puerto Rico, airs this Sunday on MTV2. You can see clips from previous My Block shows at npr.org.
Now let me direct traffic for a minute. Let me tell y'all about this hyphy movement we got going in the back. When I say something, you say it right back at me.